now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, we're going to put them right back in. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. However, it's all about radio on the go in today's day and age. If you don't have the platforms to go to, if you don't have the devices on your wrist or somewhere in your personal possession, well, you ain't getting radio on the go. And here to explain it to you all, among other things, is Mr. Joe Spano.
Well, Bob, there's many ways you can take Sports Byline with you on the go, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. Also, if you go to our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app that you can download to any device you can think of, be it Android-based, be it Apple, be it Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Let's not forget about TuneIn Radio, also a great app, also a very versatile app. You can download it to an Android device. You can download it to an Apple device, a Windows-based device, or simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and also a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day.
And we're giving you a little taste of home. We're very happy and proud to be a part of it. Thank you very much.
Now, on the other side, Bob, we will set the table for a big Tuesday edition of the attack and hit the ground running. That's all next, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA. We'll get this thing started right after this short timeout.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
I think you can and be safe about it. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We've got a big show in front of us, my friend. Let's set the table.
Well, Bob, a lot of baseball in hour one, and that's going to be our focus. The much-rumored Aroldis Chapman trade that we talked about and speculated about yesterday is now official and complete, and we'll weigh in with our thoughts on both sides of this deal. Chris Sale issues his statement. I won't really call it an apology. Apologized to some, didn't apologize to others. And we'll work our way through Chris Sale's rather lengthy statement. And our thoughts on what he did, his statement, and what it all means going forward for the Chicago White Sox. We'll check in with some of the other rumored trades around Major League Baseball, some that look like they're already done and about to become official, and we'll get you the latest on those, as well as some of the other trades that are rumored. And then as we roll out hour one and into hour number two, we've got a pair of guests. And in between, we'll throw some NBA or some NFL in, depends on which way we feel like going. It'll most likely be NFL. But at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, Michael Taylor, he's a motivational speaker, and we like to bring these guys on once in a while because one of the things that makes athletes great, or the greatest of athletes the greatest, is their ability to overcome adversity. And Michael Taylor has a new book out. He's a motivational speaker and an author, and the book is Adversity is Your Greatest Ally. And we'll talk to him at 10 after hour number two about adversity being your greatest ally. And then at 9:45 a.m. Eastern time, 45 after hour number two, former U.S. men's national soccer team and L.A. Galaxy player Kobe Jones will join us. So we'll head out to the pitch and talk all things soccer at the back end of the show. And that's 45 minutes after hour number two, 9:45 a.m. Eastern time. That's the rundown, Bob, so we should probably hit the ground running right now and dive into the trade that makes Aroldis Chapman a Chicago Cub and sends a bevy of prospects along with Adam Warren back to the New York Yankees.
Yep, and it was the trade that was rumored. It was the trade that went down, and it finally went down yesterday, and the Cubs get the guy that's going to be, hopefully for them, the missing piece of their bullpen, a guy who can bring it as high as 105 miles an hour, a guy who's a proven closer, a guy who is feared by every single hitter in baseball, and he will have the ability to just add length to that Chicago Cub bullpen. And, you know, according to most of the people that do what we do for a living, has now made them the odds-on favorite to go to the World Series and win a championship. We'll see.
Well, most of those people that do what we do are probably right. You know, when you look at the Cubs, they have to be the favorite. They're not alone in having a chance, but they have to be the favorite based on what Aroldis Chapman adds to that bullpen. And we'll get, and I'm going to get into that in just a second. But let's run down the bevy of prospects that the New York Yankees received in exchange for Aroldis Chapman. There's Gleyber Torres, who is the jewel of this deal for the Yankees. And, you know, he's the number 27th prospect overall by Baseball America. He's a shortstop. He's the Cubs' number one prospect. They also get Billy McKinney, who was a first-round pick in 2013. He was the number 83 overall prospect by Baseball America in 2014. And currently, or up until the trade, he was the Cubs' number seven prospect. So that's two pretty big-time prospects. In Rashad Crawford, the third prospect, well, he's more of a tools guy. And his upside is not nearly as high, and he's not nearly as coveted a prospect. He's kind of a throw-in in the deal. And then there's Adam Warren, who had great success as a swingman slash sixth-inning type guy for the Yankees, went to the Cubs and really in the Starlin-Castro deal and really hasn't done very much with the Cubs. The Yankees are hoping to rehabilitate him under the watch of Larry Rothschild and hope they can get a little something out of him as a piece of their bullpen slash spot starter and swingman. So that's the details of the trade. You alluded to what this does for the Chicago Cubs, and you couldn't be more right about adding length to the bullpen. The Cubs, before this trade, on pace to win, I think, 98 games, they're not a team that has very many weaknesses. Their starting rotation at the top with Jake Arrieta, he's a true number one and can match anybody's number one. You got Lester and Lackey in behind. And then you round it out with Hamels and company and Kendrick. That's as strong a starting five top to bottom as you're going to find. And you got a true number one at the top. So starting pitching, not an issue for the Cubs and one of their true strengths. Not going to cover off the ball, another true strength. Depth of position players, another true strength, because they're doing all this terrific hitting and playing this terrific defense despite dealing with a wealth of injuries to position players. Their pitchers have all been healthy, but they've dealt with a ton of injuries, most of them of the more short-term nature outside of Kyle Schwarber, to a lot of position players. So their offense and their depth of position players can only get better as this season moves along and as guys get better and come off the DL. So, you know, their position players and their lineup is another strength. Not that the bullpen was an overwhelming weakness, but when you look at a baseball team and you kind of look at their three units, their starting pitching, their position players, and their bullpen, it was the bullpen that was their weakest unit. You now put Aroldis Chapman at the top. Yeah, factor in the Mike Montgomery trade from last week. You slide everybody back. Joe Nathan coming off the DL to perhaps be a complimentary piece to that pen coming off of Tommy John surgery. And all of a sudden, you have an extremely deep bullpen that can beat you in a lot of different ways. The last three guys, the back end of the bullpen, whether it be Chapman, whether it be Stroop, whether it be Rondon, those are all guys that are big-time strikeout pitchers. So 7, 8, 9, they have three guys that are all going to pitch to big strikeout numbers, and they're not going to be easy to get the bat on the ball in late-game situations. You then have the pair of lefties with Montgomery, who can do other things beyond the lefty, beyond the lefty specialist, and you have Travis Wood. You then have Joe Nathan to help you out as he's coming off the Tommy John surgery to be a versatile piece as early as the sixth inning. So all of a sudden, you've got a deep bullpen with three guys in it that have closing experience. You got lefty-righty balance. You've got all kinds of different looks. And now all of a sudden, you got a bunch of flamethrowers and a lot of guys that can strike people out. So that bullpen that was not a huge weakness, but the weakest unit on the Chicago Cubs is now extremely strong, extremely deep, and extremely potent. And it puts the Cubs in a position to be the favorite to win the World Series for two reasons. Number one, the National League isn't going to be a particularly tough road to hoe when you compare it to the American League. And number two, when you look at that team, I don't see any real clear weakness. Every unit is strong, deep, talented, and versatile.
Yep. And if Jason Hayward should actually start figuring it out and hitting, that'll be another plus. You mentioned Joe Nathan, and you know, again, every once in a while, you get one of those signings that you just hope ends up working out. We don't know what he has left in the tank, and they'll find out in the not-too-distant future. But, again, could end up being a trade without making a trade. Just a guy who's been there before. you can put into the back of the bullpen, and hopefully he will bridge you to Chapman. I agree with you 100%, Joe. This is a unit. This is a team right now with really no perceivable weakness. And you put it in the hands of a guy like Joe Maddon, who can flat out manage. And he is the best manager in baseball. You and I both agree on that. And, you know, everybody else is following his lead. There's absolutely no reason that they should not go to the World Series and more than likely win a ring, which in Chicago they're wanting. And that's what this team is set up to do. On the other side, I want to pick it up there and talk about how they're positioned and why they must win it this year.
That's fair enough, Bob. We'll also let our listeners weigh in on their thoughts on this trade, who they think may have gotten the better of it, or if they think, like us, it's a classic good trade for both sides. They can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack, and more Cubs-Yankees trade. Our oldest Chapman is now a Cub. We'll talk about it more right after this short timeout.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And before we went to the break, Joe was talking about how this trade between the Cubs and the Yankees, and an even trade, and we'll get into the Yankee perspective here in a perspective, hopefully a win-win for both teams if you're their general managers. But as we went to the break, I was talking about the fact the Cubs, anything less than getting to the World Series and really winning the World Series is not going to be acceptable. I guess getting there would be enough, Joe, but they certainly are built to win it. The Ricketts family and Theo Epstein, the amount of money that they're spending and the moves that they made, this is a for-now team. You mentioned before we went to the break that this team has, in theory, less treacherous waters to go through in the National League to get to the World Series than some of these American League teams do. And I think that's an accurate statement. And so when you look at the puzzle and you try to piece it together here for the Chicago Cubs, this is win now. Everything is in place. Best manager in baseball. They've made the moves. They've signed the people. They have the best starting rotation. The position players hit with pop. They get guys on base. All the things that you check off on that list that we love to do are in place for the Chicago Cubs. They need to win this year.
Well, they're built to win this year. But fortunately, in many ways, for the Cubs, with the depth of their farm system, with the depth of the guys on the major league level, the ability to move some people and put themselves in a position to acquire other pieces. Yes, they want to win now. It's been over 100 years. The pressure is on Theo Epstein to go for it in a major way and win right now. But when you look at all the pieces they have in that farm system, when you look at all the young talent that's up there on a major league level, guys that are role players or utility players or bench players that would start for so many teams around baseball. You say they're built to win now, but their window is wide open for a number of years. And I'm not of the mindset that their window is going to close anytime soon for a number of reasons. Number one, one of the top farm systems in all of baseball. Perhaps the top roster in all of Major League Baseball. But it's far from an old, slow, weak roster in the sense of it's aging now, it's heading down the mountain. This is a group of young players that's actually ascending. They also have a ton of depth on the Major League level. So while there's incredible pressure on Theo Epstein and everybody in his Cubs organization to win now, and he's another reason why the window's wide open, perhaps the best GM slash team president in all of baseball. And you mentioned Joe Maddon being perhaps the very best manager in all of baseball. When you put all of that together, the window of opportunity for this team is open for some time. After a 100-plus year drought, when you can smell the blood in the water, as it were, you'll go for it as hard as you can right now. But this idea that if somehow they were to get tripped up before winning the World Series, that the window was closing on them, that's simply not the case. I think the window's wide open for great Cubs teams to have a chance to get to and win the World Series for quite a few years.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody say that the window is closed if they don't win it this year. But the reality is that the pressure is on them to win it this year because of the moves that they have made. And again, when you're spending money like they're spending money, ownership wants results. It's not as if they don't make it that all of a sudden they're going to decide this formula doesn't work, Theo Epstein doesn't know what he's doing, and they're going to break the team up. You're 100% right. With the depth and with the farm system, they're going to be able to keep that window open for the foreseeable future. But there's an awful lot of pressure to get it done this year and perhaps even create a Cub dynasty going down the line because of the said depth that you were talking about. And I think that's a very accurate statement. Nobody's suggesting that the window will be closed on them if they don't win it this year, but the pressure is definitely there after 100 years of not winning to win.
Well, they've addressed everything, and they're in a position where if they want to go shopping for more, they can.
Yeah.
We've heard them attach to outfielders like a Josh Reddick. If the right starting pitcher, and what I mean by right starting pitcher, a guy like a Chris Sale or some other true number one type starting pitcher were to come available in this market, they will absolutely go hard and heavy for it. Because while Arrieta is a true number one and Lester's had a magical year and he has playoff experience and John Lackey is a very, very solid number three. And you got Jason Hamill and Kyle Hendricks. And while that starting pitching is very good and that's a good group, the opportunity to add another true number one and really make it one of those starting rotations that say the equal of the Mets at the Mets peak when all their pieces are healthy, to have that incredible depth where every night you're sending a number one or number two type starter out there and you have that distinct advantage. That'd be something that the Cubs would go for with their wealth of pieces. It may not come to fruition before the deadline, but certainly that starting pitching opportunity could come in this offseason if the White Sox were to make Sale available. And they would actually have enough pieces to be able to pay to move Chris Sale, you know, from the south side to the north side. It'd be a controversial deal and one not likely to happen, but they have the parts to throw at it. But I could also see them on a lesser level, perhaps bringing in even more depth as a proven outfield commodity and a guy like Josh Reddick. But they have no real pressing needs right now. And making the move for Montgomery last week and then adding Chapman, they're kind of sitting pretty, and maybe they can sit tight with what they have, revel in this wealth of assets that they have, and after this season, in the offseason, if they feel they need to tweak some things, they're in a position to tweak some things and add some pieces and move out some young, talented pieces that may be blocked by more experienced pieces. So they're in a very enviable position. Yep. Whether they make another move or not before the deadline remains to be seen. But as they're presently constructed, I love the Chicago Cubs. They are really devoid of any major weaknesses of any kind.
How could you not love them? I mean, honestly, you look at that roster compared to the rest of the National League, you know, maybe Washington, but I don't think they have the sticks to measure up. And, you know, the Giants are just having one of those magical years that they seem to have, and that's it. You know,
but they don't have the sticks. They really don't have the sticks to match up either.
No,
especially with Hunter Pence dealing with his injury issues.
Right, but, you know, we'll see whether or not they make a move at the deadline for a bat. But, you know, even within their own division, St. Louis is down a little bit this year. Pittsburgh spurted for a while, but they're back to earth again. It, you know, they're not more than likely going to get challenged, barring catastrophic injuries going down the stretch, in their own division, which makes it a little bit easier. And you just have to hope that everybody's fresh and sharp when they get to the playoffs. And if that ends up being the case, I would not want to be going up against the Cubs.
That's a great point. That could be the worst thing for them. They could get to September and no longer be in a position where they're challenged. And then come the postseason, you've kind of turned it off for the entire month of September. Sometimes those clubs have trouble ratcheting it back up in October.
Yep. Yep.
That might be the biggest thing to watch out for beyond health. But, you know, give this Cubs team credit. They've kept their rotation stayed healthy. The bullpen's now strong, solid, and deep. And with the depth they have, they've been able to overcome a rash of injuries to position players. So as that group gets healthier and everything else goes right, I think the biggest thing they have to watch out for is that complacency that may set in September, and it not rearing its ugly head as you roll out of September and into October. I think in many ways that's their biggest challenge, because when you look at the 25 in the jerseys, their 25 are better than anybody else's 25.
Yep, fair statement. And complacency could be the only thing that does them in. I don't think Joe Maddon will let that happen, but, you know, it could.
Well, let's swing to the Yankee perspective on this deal. Again, we love this deal for the Cubs. Yes, you paid a heavy price, but you talked about how important it is to the Ricketts family and everybody within this Cubs organization that they win right now. Not that the window's closing necessarily, because neither of us think it is, but there's a great deal of pressure to win right now with the progress they've made. They feel that this team is ready to win right now. And nothing is a guarantee in sports, so let's strike while the iron's hot. So you pay that price. The fact that your farm is so deep and even your major league roster is so deep with the young pieces, the pieces you gave up, they're quality farm system pieces, but certainly pieces you could afford to give up, much like the Vogelbach piece that you gave up last week in the Montgomery trade. That said, for the Yankees, you gave up a classic rental player and dealt from a position of extreme strength, which was your bullpen. And in exchange, you got two truly top-flight prospects. You got back a pitcher that you guys like, who's young and can be a quality role-playing piece for you going down the road, and a suspect with a lot of tools that, if you can harness them, may turn out to be something. That's a very, very big haul for, while he's a great rental, he's a rental nonetheless, because his contract is up at the end of the year. So I really like the haul for the Yankees, and I like the opportunity to add youth and depth to their farm system. We'll explore it more on the other side before we roll into the latest on Chris Sale on the South Side. That's all next here on The Attack. Your calls, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100% beef. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame cooled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef, starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Breaking down the Cub-Yankee trade, but there's another one as breaking news hits The Attack, Joe.
Sure is. Melvin Upton traded from the San Diego Padres to the Toronto Blue Jays. He'll help their outfield. Not that they need more hitting, but certainly they have some issues with outfield depth and some impact bats in the outfield. Melvin Upton, who's also a plus center fielder, will help their adds a little speed to their lineup, and he'll have a major role in their outfield rotation. The Blue Jays, it looks like, are going to send back an A-ball prospect. I haven't heard who it is and on what level that prospect is, but it's a nice addition for the Toronto Blue Jays as they add another bat and another plus glove to the outfield, something that they did need. Now the next order of business for the Blue Jays is starting pitching, as they are desperately going to need starting pitching coming down the stretch, not only to make sure they get into the postseason, but once they get there, you've got to have three big-time starters. And with one of their big-time starters heading towards an innings limit and going to the pen, they're certainly going to need another starter of some quality wherever they can get it.
No question about it. Let's get back to the Yankees' end of this deal. And, you know, you talked about Gleyber Torres, and he is a proven commodity on the minor league level. He is a hitter. He is somebody that they are confident will play and play at a pretty elite level in the major leagues. And where he fits into the Yankee puzzle down the line remains to be seen. It could be a shortstop. It could be a position change. It could be a chip in another deal somewhere down the line, depending on how it plays out, because the Yankee strength, as we discussed yesterday, Joe, is up the middle right now at the shortstop and second base combination. You mentioned Billy McKinney. He had the hairline fracture last year that ended his season. He's doing okay at the plate, but he's hitting a little less average than what he'd been doing, and he doesn't have much power. He's projected, at least from the scouts, at about 15 home runs a year, but that could change with, you know, his swing from the left side in Yankee Stadium. That's always a launching pad there, so that might even go up if they bring him up to the major leagues at some point. But they got a couple of good players. Adam Warren has had success with them. Any other guys to throw in?
Well, Bob, you know, sometimes you got to look beyond numbers with prospects, because you look at the Billy McKinney numbers and you say to yourself, boy, why is this guy considered such a highly touted prospect? You even on some level look at the Gleyber Torres numbers and you say, okay, they're nice numbers, but they don't project to me as the number one prospect in the Cubs organization just based on those numbers. Sometimes with evaluating prospects, and you know, we don't get to watch these guys play. There's just not enough time to watch everything, and this is something we couldn't watch. A lot of times you have to go by what you read in scouting reports and places like Baseball America and Baseball Prospectus and things of that nature. And then plus a couple of other things that you can extrapolate based on experience. Now, in a case of Torres, playing high-class A-ball at just 19, he's like three-plus years younger than the average age in that league, and he is more than holding his own. The skills translate as he matures into plus power, along with batting average, slick glove, and everything else. As you said, for the Yankees, I don't know that he's a shortstop. They got a pretty good two-way shortstop there in Didi Gregorius right now. And maybe it's a position change. And the nice thing about grabbing shortstops and adding them to your system, they're usually the best athletes on the field. That's why they play shortstop. So it's usually easy to change their position. And you see the Yankees doing it with their shortstop prospect right now. They've moved him over to second base.
Right.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. But this is a true frontline prospect who, you know, is not going to be up on the major league level and able to help the Yankees on the major league level until sometime around 2019. So it's a long ways off as far as figuring out whether it's him helping the Yankees moving over the second base if Stalin Castro is gone by that time. As you said, maybe he becomes a center fielder. Who knows what he becomes, a third baseman? I have no idea. Or as you said, maybe he's a chip in another deal down the line as you move out some of this glut of guys that are playing the shortstop position. But definitely the jewel of the deal. In Billy McKinney, he was a first-round draft pick a couple of years back. You mentioned the injury. At one point, he was rated as a top 100 prospect by Baseball America. Left-handed hitting outfield. He's considered a very, very solid prospect. At this point, he doesn't rate out as necessarily a huge power hitter. But again, he's another young guy. He's 22. You know, maybe his power comes –
right,
in the next couple of years. Again, you don't know, but the scouts like him very much, and he's a borderline top 100 type prospect. So these are good pieces that the Yankees are adding. In Torres, he's probably 3 years away. In the case of McKinney, he's probably 2 years away. The throw-in is another A-ball player. So if he develops, he's 3 years away. And then Adam Warren, he's a guy you'll have under control for a while, and he's a nice swing piece for you. He's done good things at the front of your bullpen as a sixth-inning type guy, can also be a spot starter and swingman, and he's had success here. And Larry Rothschild will endeavor to fix him with his return to New York. So I like the haul the Yankees got. They're on their way to getting younger and more talented and on their way to transitioning this team out of the old, slow, and boring that they are right now and not truly good enough to contend despite going 6-2 in their last eight games.
Yeah, no question about it. And it was a deal that had to be done. And as you said, from the Cub perspective, and look, there may be a gentleman's agreement, but at least as of right now, it's a rental player situation. And for what the Yankees got for Aroldis Chapman, it was a nice haul. The possibility exists in the offseason that they could revisit Chapman. He had a lot of success here once he was reactivated. He didn't seem overwhelmed in any way, shape, or form by the stage. The fans weren't hostile to him because of the domestic violent incident. It was a win-win for the Yankees as far as what they were able to get as far as value goes, and they may revisit him down the line. He was a nice fit here. They have no reason not to try to do that.
There's no reason not to try. Certainly in free agency, Aroldis Chapman, based on his performance, would command a pretty penny. Some of the off-field issues that caused the suspension may weigh into that. The Yankees weren't overly concerned. The Cubs weren't concerned enough not to deal for him. And maybe come free agency, he ends up going right back to the Yankees, and they traded away a guy for 2 months from a position of strength, brought him back, and got all these parts. I mean, the Chapman deal, even if they never get him back again, it ends up being a no-brainer, brilliant deal. They got him from Cincinnati at a huge discount.
Yep.
And the pieces they got back in dealing him to the Cubs are a vast upgrade from the pieces they sent to Cincinnati to bring in Aroldis Chapman. So a great job, at the very least, by Brian Cashman of flipping an asset and really, you know, getting an upgrade. The prospects that he sent to Cincinnati are nowhere near the level of the prospects he got back from the Cubs. So brilliant move by Brian Cashman. Now, I guess the question is, where do the Yankees go from here? And the reason you're left to ask, like, I've been a proponent of sell. You know, basically, here's your chance to turn around this franchise for the next 5 to 7 years. But they've won 6 out of their last 8.
Right.
They've beaten good teams. While they're 7.5 games out of the AL East with, you know, a whole bunch of teams to climb over, suddenly only 4.5 games out of the wild card race with basically 3 teams to climb over, you know, for the second wild card spot, suddenly makes it a little tougher on the powers that be in New York to sell. I'm not of that mindset. I'm of the mindset, hey, you're having a little run here, but the realities are when you look at the Yankees, outside of their double play combo, they're kind of old, they're extremely slow, they're inconsistent, they probably don't have enough starting pitching to make these kind of moves. They're prone to incredible slumps in their hitting, as it's a good hitting team, but far from a great hitting team. They're not going to manufacture any runs. They don't play small ball well at all. So when it's all said and done, I don't see them leapfrogging anybody. And in my mind, they should sell everybody they can, get young, get talented, try and get as many quality and elite chips for that farm system as they can. Whether they're going to do that is something else, because it's not the Yankee way. And they don't think they can peddle it to their fan base that they're giving up on the year. The realities are they can. Nobody's going to Yankee games anyway. The truth of the matter is it won't hurt them at the box office this year because they're already hurting. And believe it or not, with the chance to move forward, Yankee fans may embrace that because they're sick of the old, slow, kind of mediocre Yankees that they've gotten the last several years. So in my mind, Carlos Beltran, get the right price for him. He's on the last year of his deal, would love to go to a contender. There's a bunch of contenders led by the Giants that would love to have him. I know Andrew Miller's under team control for two more years after this. But again, it's a closer. You can go out in the market and get another one. I get it. You're dealing from... Yeah. Or you could move Dylan Betances up. When you have the chance to get what I think they could get in the bidding war that they could start for Andrew Miller, I move him. Nova, he's a free agent you're not bringing back. Move him. Brett Gardner. There are teams out there that want an outfielder. He's an outfielder. Move him. Even Eovaldi and Pineda, if you can get the right price for him in this pitching poor market, move him. They've done nothing but frustrate you. And I know Pineda pitched well last night, but they've been more frustrating than effective, you know, in their tenure here with the New York Yankees.
Oh, no question about it. And I agree with you 100%. The reality, however, is that's the struggle between Cashman and ownership. Is all indications are he would like to sell and rebuild. Ownership is thinking something else because of said fan base. Now, you and I are on the same page. We don't agree they should think in that direction. They have the possibility here to put assets into the organization that are truly going to benefit them for the long run. However, I understand the fact that, you know, you don't want to give up on a season if your team is called the New York Yankees. They just don't do it historically. This could be one of those exceptions. And, you know, the unique situation here, Joe, is it could just be a season. Because let's not forget, the Yankees do one thing all the time. They spend money. They're not
And they're going to get some money back, too, when you factor Beltran gone, Teixeira gone. There's going to be a lot of money available for them to play with in free agency. And some of these trades, if they make them, are going to net prospects that are going to be ready to help them in 2017, much like some of the prospects helped the Tigers in 2017 with the trades they made of Price and Cespedes.
And that's it, no question about it. And when you look at it from that perspective, look, you still, it's not like you have a PP team that you're putting out there. You know, you give it a run till the end of the season after you make the moves that you need to make. You never know. Something might happen. If it doesn't, it's okay. You can address those things in the offseason and be competitive again immediately next year.
Well said. Couldn't agree more. Let's see if the powers that be, Randy Levine and Hal Steinbrenner, get the message and get the memo. And we'll discuss it more as we wrap up Hour 1 on the other side. We're Spano on Black. No flipping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
I don't think you got to take that attitude. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. And talking Cubs-Yankee deal, and Joe and I are in accord. This is an opportunity for the Cubs to get onto the World Series and maybe get that coveted ring, and it's certainly an opportunity for the Yankees to rebuild their farm system and get younger, faster, and a little more fresh and still stay competitive at the same time, because the Yankees, again, will always spend money. So hopefully they're getting the message down in Tampa, Joe, and we'll see what happens in the next couple of days as Brian Cashman perhaps make some more moves. He certainly has the pieces that will be attractive to other teams.
See, that's the thing. It's one of those once in a lifetime opportunities, as it were, for the Yankees to come out of this with a farm system loaded on the level that the Cubs is right now or was before they started moving pieces, and put themselves in a position to get right back into this thing in 2017, because they're going to have the ability to spend money, but get young all over the field and have a continued influx of young, high-caliber talent in 2017, 2018, 2019, and beyond. And I don't know if they're going to walk the tightrope here or, you know, I don't know if they're going to hedge their bets a little bit, and it's a situation where they move Chapman, but they don't move Beltran, and they don't move Miller, but maybe they move Nova, but they don't move Eovaldi, and they don't move Pineda. If it were me, I know they're on a bit of a run, and it's actually seven of their last nine now. But I know they're not good enough to get to the postseason, and even if the miracle were to happen and they get there, they're not long for it. So the realities are sell, 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 and get your future well-positioned. Because if you don't sell, the future is going to be grim in New York for the Yankees. Let's step aside and we'll come back. We got a jam-packed hour, two pair of guests, and more baseball. That's all next. You keep it where it's at.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Can I just say, to the Bernie or Bust people, you're being ridiculous.
Actress and comedian Sarah Silverman had that message for Bernie Sanders supporters as the opening speaker. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, of course, had a diminished role yesterday as she is resigning as chair of the Democratic National Committee as of the end of the convention. The tone of the convention got a little more upbeat when Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey told the crowd what he believes.
In fact, I believe we are an even greater nation, not because we started perfect, but because every generation has successfully labored to make us a more perfect union.
And with that, the convention was definitely on in the city of brotherly love. This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
As the day wore on, it seemed the Hillary bandwagon picked up steam with this potpourri of speakers.
I'm proud to support a presidential candidate who will fight to ensure all people living with mental health condition get the care they need to lead fulfilling lives.
That was singer Demi Lovato, who passed it off to New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
Our policies are stuck. We are the only industrialized nation that doesn't guarantee workers paid family leave.
Then Senator Bob Casey lists some Trump products and where they're made.
Where are his, quote, tremendous Trump products made? Dress shirts, Bangladesh, furniture, Turkey, picture frames, India, wine glasses, Slovenia, neckties, China.
Then Senator Al Franken falls back to his Saturday Night Live days.
But did you know that Trump University's School of Ripping People Off is ranked second in the nation, right behind Bernie Madoff University?
USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Pennsylvania Democratic Congressman Matt Cartwright shared with USA Radio News his enthusiasm about Hillary Clinton.
Pennsylvania Democratic Congressman Matt Cartwright shared with USA Radio News his enthusiasm about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton ought to be our president. She's so qualified. She cares so much about the well-being of our nation and its citizens. I expect her to be one of the best presidents in my lifetime.
At the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, I'm Jason Wirt.
The designated henchman for the party, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, said Donald Trump cares only for himself.
On one side is a man who inherited a fortune from his father and kept it going by cheating people, by skipping out on debts. A man who has never sacrificed anything for anyone.
At least 19 people are dead after a knife attack outside Tokyo. About 24 others were wounded when a man wielding a knife went on a rampage at a facility for disabled people. Secretary of State John Kerry called the bloodshed senseless.
On behalf of President Obama and all of the American people, I want to express my deepest condolences to the families of those whose loved ones were killed in the horrific attack.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stahl. For News 24/7, USAradio.com.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter's more your thing, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We got all kinds of platforms, all kinds of devices that you can get, not only this terrific program, but everything here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe's going to explain it to you, and then we're going to set the table as well for a big hour, too. Take it away, Joe.
All right, Bob, let's roll through this. Number of ways you can listen to Sports Byline via your devices, not the least of which sportsbyline.com, our award-winning website. We got a listen live link and a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeartRadio. You can download it to any device you can think of, Android, Apple, Windows, or just go to iHeart.com. Again, wealth of on-demand content in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel at iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that app versatility. You can also just go to TuneIn.com. A wealth of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel at TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly, around the world, the American Forces Radio Network, where everybody in the armed forces can listen to all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Most important to us, thanks for your service. Greatly appreciated.
We got a huge second hour out in front of us, Bob. We got a pair of guests, and in between, we'll talk Chris Sale. Michael Taylor, he's a motivational speaker and the author of Adversity is Your Greatest Ally. He's going to join us right on the other side. That's at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time. And then to take us home, 45 after hour number 2, 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time, Kobe Jones, a legendary U.S. men's national soccer team player and former member of the L.A. Galaxy. He'll join us and we'll talk all things soccer as we go to the pitch.
No but question on the about other, it, my friend.
On the other side, Michael Taylor, motivational speaker and author of Adversity is Your Greatest Ally, joins us next and shows us how to get the best out of ourselves. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put the phones on hold for a couple minutes here as we're joined by Coach Michael Taylor. And Michael doesn't coach football or baseball. Michael coaches life. And he has a brand new book out called Adversity is Your Greatest Ally. And he joins us here this morning on the Attack. Good morning, Michael. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, guys. How's everything going?
Everything is going great. Thanks for joining us. Adversity is your greatest ally, and you've certainly been through some of that in your life, and I would suppose that that helped inspire this book.
Absolutely. You know, some 20 years ago, I went through a divorce, a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, and a deep state of depression, and was trying to figure out why my life was in total chaos, and then I received a miracle in which I was sitting up late one night. And as I looked across my room, I noticed that all the books on my bookshelf had something to do with making money. And as I looked at those books, this question just popped in my mind, and it was this. Michael, what if you took all the energy and effort you've used in trying to get rich and simply learn how to be happy? And that one simple question literally changed my life in an instant. And so I went on this amazing journey of transformation for the past 20 years and have spent hundreds of hours of reading books and going to seminars, and I've come to the conclusion that adversity always brings us a gift. And the things that I learned in retrospect during those dark periods of my life, and which helped me overcome the obstacles in my life, I wanted to share with others to help support them in overcoming the adversities in their own lives.
You know, Michael, something you said there was very interesting to me. When you read a great many books by motivational speakers or various self-help books, it always talks about goal setting and financial success and all these other things. You never once mentioned any of that. You talked about the overriding goal being happiness. And, you know, you hear the old expressions, money is not what, you know, money doesn't make you happy, you know, happy makes you happy and all these sort of things. But expound upon that a little bit and talk about what you found works in overcoming adversity and getting the best out of yourself, as opposed to setting these goals of traditional financial success and things of that nature. Your book kind of takes it another direction, and the good things happen as a result.
Yeah, and see, my biggest challenge was most of my life, as I mentioned, I was trying to figure out how to make money. And I was caught in that trap that says that, you know, I have to have the house, the wife, the 2.5 kids, and all of those things to be happy. And so too many of us get caught in that trap that we've got to have stuff. And so what I learned during this process was I had to figure out and learn who the heck is Michael Taylor? Who am I really? And I had to get rid of the labels and the titles that I had carried around because that's how I identified myself. I was a manager. I was a husband. I was a father. But during this process, I figured out and learned who Michael Taylor really is. And so when we start what I call the inner journey, the inner journey is when we learn to get in touch with our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, who we are as human beings. When we tap into that, that's where we find true happiness because we never truly find happiness outside of ourselves. It isn't until we go within and look at the erroneous beliefs that we have about ourselves, how we feel about ourselves. It isn't until we go on that journey that we can truly transform our lives and actually get to a place of authentic happiness.
Well, you know, that's interesting because you talked about a lot of the things that you had achieved in your life. You were helping manage a multimillion dollar company, married, achieving what is, quote unquote, the American dream. Yet many people would be happy with that. What made you unhappy?
Well, I think there are two things that actually will drive a person to change. And those two things are, first and foremost, is pain. Secondly, is what I call divine discontent. For me personally, I was in a lot of pain, and I didn't even recognize it. I had all the stuff that society said I was supposed to have, but there was something in me that was needed to be healed, if you will. And so when I went on this journey and started addressing those issues, my own inner issues, if you will, then I started realizing that all the pain that I was in wasn't about what was going on outside of me, but what was going on inside of me. And so that's why I believe it's so important for us to become self-introspective and to start learning to listen within ourselves, listen to our own inner wisdom, our own inner voices, our own intuition. And when we do that, I believe we'll be guided to go to the places that will bring us the true joy, the true happiness, the true fulfillment.
Those are the dulcet tones of Michael Taylor. He's a motivational speaker extraordinaire and life coach, and he's also the author of Adversity is Your Greatest Ally. You know, one of the things you cover in your book, and I think, again, it's interesting because of the different path that you take us down than many life coaches and motivational speakers that help us try and get the most out of ourselves. And it's the illusions of manhood. To me, I think that's important because there are certain things that a man, I guess, is expected to be, you know, as it relates to being macho and a breadwinner and all these other things. Talk about addressing the five illusions of manhood and what they are and how you address them in your book.
Sure. And actually, that's from a previous book. But that's, to me, the most important conversation I think we can have in terms of healing this country, because I believe the greatest challenge we have is to redefine masculinity. And in this conversation, what I wrote in these five illusions, I discovered during this process that I just mentioned of my own growth and healing. And I'll cover those five illusions real quickly. Illusion number one is to be a man, you must be non-emotional and disconnected. And this is the primary illusion that too many men are trapped in, which causes the overwhelming majority of pain and suffering in their lives. That's illusion number one. Illusion number two is to be a man, you must use sexual conquest as a gauge for manhood. That's another illusion that's driving a lot of dysfunction in our lives, especially as men. Illusion number three is you must have money and material possessions to be a man. And we get caught up in this trap that, as I mentioned at the beginning, we have to have all the stuff, and we get caught in that trap thinking that we are our stuff. And it's important to wake up from that illusion to understand that you don't have to have stuff to be a man or to be happy. Illusion number four is to be a man, you must have titles, positions, and power. You see, we live in a society that says that a person with a PhD is somehow better than a person with a GED, which I don't agree with. I don't believe your education level makes you a better man than someone who has less education. And illusion number five is to be a man, you must constantly compete with and try to outdo other men. And that's one of those non-written laws, if you will, about masculinity, that if you wonder where keeping up with the Joneses comes from, it comes from that idea that we're always supposed to be competing against each other, which I say we need to change that conversation in learning how to support and empower each other. And so when we wake up from those illusions, then we get to the true essence and becoming authentic as men.
You know, you raise an interesting point with that last one, and I want to piggyback that a little bit and get your opinion. To me, a lot of times that so-called competition and trying to outdo your fellow person, that's a byproduct of basically making yourself, at least in my opinion, making yourself feel better at somebody else's expense. What say you?
Yeah, I agree. But see, I think the only competition we should really have is the competition with ourselves to become better people. Now, there's nothing wrong with competition in sports. Even as a country, I think we should want to be the best. There's nothing wrong with competition. But there's an underlying idea, especially between men, that we should always compete with and try to outdo each other. And so we want to do the trophy wife thing to try to have the best-looking woman. And we're not doing it because of the relationship. We're doing it to try to impress our friends. And so what I'm saying is that we don't have to have that type of competition. There's enough for everybody, but the only competition we should have is to become the best person that we can be. And when we do that, everything else will work.
Michael, you said so much here, and I think it's a valuable lesson and a different way to look at yourself and look in the mirror and look at making yourself the best you can be. And again, the book is Adversity is Your Greatest Ally. It's available through all the usual sources. Anything else you want to say in conclusion so we can keep you on schedule, ways people can reach out to you and find out more beyond what the books have to offer?
Well, real quickly, I would just like to say that it is my personal belief that America has never stopped being great. I honestly believe that America is still the greatest country on the planet. And it is my responsibility to try to help and empower people, number one, to take full responsibility for their lives and know that they can overcome any adversity in their lives if they're willing to make that commitment to themselves to do so.
Michael, thanks so much. We're going to do this again soon. We really do appreciate it. I like your outlook on life, and I like the way you're empowering people all over the world to be the best in a different way and with a different message than we usually hear. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate a few minutes.
Thank you, guys. And if anybody's interested in a powerful free video to learn a little bit more about how to turn your adversities into allies, they can just go to adversityisyourgreatestally.com.
Perfect, Michael. Thanks so much. We'll do it again soon. Bye-bye now. That was Michael Taylor, motivational speaker and author of Adversity is Your Greatest Ally, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll see how Chris Sale handles adversity and if he makes it his greatest ally. We'll talk about it next here on The Attack. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice segue there, brother. I love that.
Well, I have my moments. I've done this before. It's not my first rodeo, that's for
not
sure.
Your first
I think over these last almost 15 years, I don't know, I've probably hosted about 5,000 shows. You learn something every once in a while.
Yeah, we actually do a pretty good job at this most of the time. But no, that was a pretty solid segue. I was smiling on the other end of the phone on that one.
Glad we can make you happy. What do you say we dive right in and talk about Chris Sale, for lack of a better word, turning chicken you-know-what into chicken salad?
Trying.
Well, here's the deal, man. I mean, everybody knows what's happened. You know, he didn't want to wear the late 70s inspired throwback softball style uniforms, the 76 throwback jerseys, because they have to be worn untucked, and he never wears his jersey untucked. He finds that in the collar uncomfortable. And as a result, after, you know, going to management, going to the equipment manager, the pitching coach twice, the manager twice, the general manager. Everybody told him that's what we're wearing tonight. So while they were out taking batting practice, he cut up a bunch of the jerseys. Well, and they had to go to the newer throwback jerseys, the 83 throwback jerseys.
Right.
Which is what he wanted them to wear in the first place.
So he got his way.
Well, he got his way, except he didn't pitch. You know, and again, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I put most of this blame on him. He did not handle this well. He acted as a petulant little child. I understand he's a driven athlete and he's got a short fuse. I understand all these things. Well, I'm assuming every one of the 25 guys in that locker room is a driven athlete. I'm assuming some of the 25 might have a short fuse. I'm assuming most or all of the 25 are passionate about their job and put winning above all else. You know, all these attributes that are attributed to Chris Sale or that he attributes to himself, they're not exclusive to Chris Sale. What was exclusive to Chris Sale was his irrational behavior. So despite what he said, and, you know, he said reasonably and intelligently in the interview with MLB.com. He didn't sound like an irrational raving lunatic. He saved that for Saturday night. That said, I get his point about, you know, winning trumping everything. We're here to win, and we're here to give our best effort every night. And an uncomfortable uniform of this nature that I don't want to wear probably doesn't put us in the best position to win. It affects my mechanics. It affects everything.
You know, it could even be a situation where if his mechanics change because the, I mean, we're, it's a bit of a stretch here. I think it's more comfort than anything else, you know, with the jersey hanging out. Maybe the guy hurts his arm. Who knows how far you could take this? But the realities are he wanted priority one and only priority one to be winning. I respect that. I get that. Anything that gets in the way of that, especially if it's a promotion just for the sake of making money, although it's a business and that's what they're supposed to do, make money. It's how they pay him.
Allegedly.
You know, anything that gets in the way of that, I can understand as an athlete, a driven athlete, not wanting to compromise that. But the realities are there's a way to handle things and there's not a way to handle things. I don't care if you run into that stone wall. Destroying property that's not yours is not the way to handle this. So I put the preponderance of the blame, much like we did yesterday, on Chris Sale. But again, it's not as though he went to them once on game night. It sounds to me like he talked to them a bunch of times all the way to the back when they brought out these uniforms.
Right.
I don't like pitching in them. I don't like pitching in an untucked uniform. I don't like the collar. They're too big. I can't stand pitching in them. And it affects how I pitch. You know, pitchers are a temperamental being anyway. So what do? You have a throwback night where you make them wear the 76 throwback jerseys. Well, if you're going to have a throwback night that involves Chris Sale, go to the 1980s vintage jerseys and use those. Or try and coordinate your rotation where he doesn't pitch that night. He's expressed his dismay. To then flout this in his face, you know, is not necessarily good business by the Chicago White Sox. I get it. It's a business. The motivation is to make money. That's how they pay his salary. And there is a business side to this. You know, while he's underpaid, he still gets a very, very nice salary, and I don't know that he wants to give any of it back. That said, he gets most of the blame. I give the White Sox a little. This was poorly handled by them, and it sounds to me like it was particularly poorly handled by Robin Ventura in some ways, who he feels didn't fight for him and feels that he did something to get in the way of winning. And with this team underachieving and not having Chris Sale in his corner, it could spell the end of Robin Ventura as the manager of the Chicago White Sox come the end of the year.
Well, you know something, I talked about that yesterday and whether or not the contrast in style enabled Chris Sale to walk on Ventura a little bit. And I didn't like what Sale said yesterday. He apologized to his teammates and he apologized to his fans. He didn't apologize for the action. He didn't apologize to upper management. And what he did was double down on throwing his manager under the bus. He said, Robin is the one who has to fight for us in that department. If players don't feel comfortable 100% about what we're doing to win the game, and we have an easy fix, and it was easy as hanging up another jersey and everyone was fine. For them to put business first over winning, that's when I lost it. And Ventura, you know, responded. He goes, look, you know, I didn't put business in front of winning. And if Chris Sale thinks that Robin Ventura gets to make the business decision, then he's got his head up his chute. That comes from above. Now, could Ventura go to management and say something? Absolutely. Did he? I don't know. Apparently, he did not. But Sale threw his manager under the bus. They obviously have a conflict between the two of them. He doesn't feel that Ventura has his back. And you're right. It may end up being the end of Ventura at the end of the season. But I'll be curious to see how this plays out, because if Ventura goes on the heels of what Sale said, then the inmates are officially running the asylum in Chicago, and I wouldn't touch that managerial job with a 10-foot pole.
Well, Bob, it may be on the heels of what Chris Sale said, but that won't be what's used. So nobody will really realize it, because the realities are, even excluding this incident, Robin Ventura has to be on the hot seat anyway.
No,
the White Sox have underwhelmed the last couple of years. This kind of becomes that nail in the coffin thing. All right, you know, we've underwhelmed, and our player's manager isn't getting the most out of our players. Now he has some conflict with our star pitcher, who's not only our best pitcher, but we also have him under team control for several years at a discount.
So while he's a tradable commodity, we probably could never get enough from any team to actually trade him. So for better or worse, we're probably going to keep him and we'll move on and get a new manager and hope that this team with some tweaks in the offseason plays up to its potential. And again, in many ways, I'm with you. You know, you like the apology to the teammates for his immature behavior. You like the apology to the fans. You know, again, I do put some blame on the organization in this regard, but there should be some apology to that organization. At the very least, even if you say, hey, my feelings about the situation haven't changed, but me destroying the team's property, which is not mine, is not the right way to handle it. And I apologize to the organization for my immaturity in the handling of this situation. But there's clearly a disconnect, to be kind here, between this organization and its star. I don't know that firing the manager is enough going forward. I don't know if a change of scenery is best for Chris Sale as far as his emotional well-being and maybe for this locker room in Chicago on the south side with the White Sox. But again, I appreciate the apology to the fans and I appreciate the apology to his teammates. And on some level, while in many ways kind of silly, I do appreciate his plight. But, you know, you still can't act like this, and nothing he said changes my mind about him being more tool than cool in this situation.
It's fair.
We'll continue it here a little bit on the other side and lead that into Kobe Jones. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%
beef.
They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef, starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we're having some Chris Sale conversation as well. We should. Apology partial, acceptance. We'll see how that plays out. But the relationship between him, management, and upper management, we're certainly going to see how that plays out. You and I both don't believe that he's going to be moved at the trade deadline, but stranger things have happened. And certainly, he would be the most valuable commodity to be moved if they decided to get rid of him.
Oh, boy. That number one pitcher hit the market. They could get the motherload from a half a dozen or seven teams that would basically have to empty their farm system to get him. That said, you said apology not accepted. They'll accept it. You know why? He's not yet more trouble than he's worth because of how he performs. Yeah, if he didn't perform like this and, you know, he was a fourth or fifth starter, he'd be on waivers right now. Or he'd definitely be getting traded for a bag of balls or whatever. But when you're a number one starter, an elite ace, and I'm getting your services for somewhere between 40 and 50 cents on the dollar for the next three seasons after this one, I'll forgive you because you're nowhere near more trouble than you're worth. We'll find a way to deal with it. And probably the first way we'll deal with it is fire the manager. They've underwhelmed anyway. Here's your excuse. That said, you know, I don't want to put blame on Robin Ventura because I don't think that's fair. And again, we've talked about this a lot. You know, the Chicago White Sox are like any other business. What's their motivation? To make money, I think.
Yeah.
That said, you know, you can make a case that a lot of coaches or managers wouldn't let upper management or would try their very best to not allow upper management to put their team in a position where they perceive that winning would be compromised, whether it's something as silly as the comfort of a jersey or something else. Did you understand my point? You know, obviously,
what
Sale says about winning being the most important thing, it does ring true. And knowing how Sale feels about these jerseys, you think there's a jump upstairs and you kind of say, listen, he can't stand these jerseys. Can we go to the other throwbacks? Can we do so? Which they ended up playing in anyway.
Right.
And nobody was really disappointed except they didn't get to see Chris Sale pitch.
Right.
So on some level, does Robin Ventura owe it to the team to make sure that their ability to win is not compromised in any way? And again, I'm not putting blame on Ventura per se. I'm not trying to alleviate blame from Chris Sale. We both know how I feel about how blame should be distributed in this situation. I just pose that question.
Yeah, well, no, I'll give you the answer to it. Yes, he should be concerned about that and go to management about it. But here's where I think Chris Sale is short-sighted. He doesn't know that Robin Ventura didn't do that. You know, and I think that's the disconnect in this whole equation here, is that Chris Sale is not around Robin Ventura 24/7. And Robin Ventura has an entire team to manage, not just Chris Sale. So when Chris Sale expressed his concerns and the fact that it was other players that were concerned as well, he has absolutely no idea if Robin Ventura went to management at various different points and said, hey, look, our star player is not happy about having this uniform. Let's try to avoid doing this promotion on his day, yada, yada, yada. Robin Ventura may have gotten an answer that Chris Sale wouldn't have been happy with. You know, you need to worry about your job. Go take care of worrying about your job, and we'll take care of promotions and money. You know, we don't know whether or not that conversation took place. Sale is assuming that it never took place.
Yeah. Very true. And you know, this is a saga that will continue to unfold, and we'll have more on it as we move, you know, in the coming days here on the Spano and Black Attack. But let's go out to the pitch, and let's talk to Kobe Jones. Kobe, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Place I want to start, Kobe. Let's talk about Let's Play, an initiative by Dr. Pepper and Snapple Groups. Talk a little bit about the Let's Play initiative for us, if you could.
Well, the Let's Play initiative is really going out there. It's helping to build playgrounds. It's donating sports equipment, you know, to actually push kids to be a bit more active, to get outside, to be involved. For younger kids, getting to those playgrounds, running around, playing different games. And what we find is that leads into, as they get older, as they're introduced at a young age to sports, it leads into those sports once they get older, to playing baseball, playing football, playing basketball, and my favorite, of course, playing soccer. You know, that's what it's all about, getting kids active on a daily basis.
Can you combine soccer into a Pokemon Go app?
Don't knock it. You never know what's coming out. You know, that could be right around the corner. You know, you're throwing the Pokeballs. Maybe you're going to start kicking the Pokeballs around.
No question about it. You know, you were on the international stage for a long, long time, and we just saw Copa America, and now Rio is upon us. Talk about being on that stage for United States men's national team and for some of these younger guys, what that's going to mean to them.
Ah, geez, what do you want to know? There's so much to tell. When it comes to being part of the U.S. national team at any level, it's an honor. You're representing your country. And one thing that I would tell the young guys is respect that, you know, what it means, especially now that I'm out of the playing part of the game. I realize that I'm an inspiration to those that are coming after me. You know, that there are actually people looking up to me. You know, I at the time you tend to think, okay, it's about yourself and you're playing and, yeah, you are representing your country. But you really don't realize until later on, at least for myself, when I would have kids coming up to me saying, oh, I used to watch you. I used to have your poster. You know, those are the moments that you realize as an athlete, you are inspiring young kids. Now, that could be in a variety of different ways. Is it like we're talking about, to be more active, to go out and play, to try that sport, you know, that's important. Is it to be a better person by your demeanor and how you hold yourself on the field? I'd like to think so. Those are all things that you have to realize as a representative of your country.
Kobe, you played for our U.S. national men's soccer team. You played abroad in both England and in Brazil. And then you made the decision to come home and play for the fledgling Major League Soccer, the MLS, here in the United States. Talk about the genesis of that decision to go from playing abroad to coming to the United States to play for, at the time, what was very much a fledgling league in the MLS.
It truly is. It was about responsibility, I think, for all of us that made that decision to come back. It was about helping build something here, helping to build the sport of soccer in the United States. It kind of goes into what I said before. It's helping to give opportunities to the next generations that are coming through. It's allowing those kids that we're talking about that are getting outside and being active and playing those sports at younger ages to have an opportunity to live a life and participate in those sports at a later stage in life, going beyond the youth stage to the adult stage. It's a natural progression. And for me and a lot of others that made that decision to come back, that's what we were thinking, that we wanted to build something that would last for hopefully an eternity, but for ages to come.
Talk about the growth of MLS from a fledgling league to a league that's now considered probably one of the top 10 soccer leagues around the world. Talk about the growth of MLS and talk about the brand of soccer that's now being played in the MLS compared to soccer around the world.
Well, it's getting better and better. You know, when we talk about the brand, it's a very physical game that I think that a lot of international players, when they come to this league, are surprised to realize just the physical nature on the field, but also the all the different, I guess, all the different issues that you have to deal with as far as travel, as far as different temperature fluctuations. You know, you could be 105 in Houston to, you know, like 40 degrees in Boston. You know, you have the altitude that you have to deal with. You have the time changes that you have to deal with. You have to deal with the flight. Most other, you know, international players, when they come to this league, you know, in their countries, You know, they're driving on a bus for 2 hours, you know, at the longest. You know, here in the United States, you're taking a six-hour flight with a three-hour time change, you know, and going 2 days before, that's a big difference. So the league is a strong league. It's growing. We've hit that watershed moment here in the United States where people are really starting to follow the sport. But more importantly, I think we're starting to see that it is transferred down to the younger kids. We're starting to see that the youth are starting to play and participate in this sport, you know, even more than when I was a youngster. And what I love is that when I was a kid, you know, soccer was just going out, unorganized play, just a bunch of friends going out in the street and kicking the ball around, going to the playground, kicking the ball around. Now it's a little bit more organized. We have different clubs that are reaching out, you know, to the young kids and giving them the opportunities to play. It's changed where you have the opportunity to play this sport at every single age from 5 until you're 50.
Kobe Jones joining us here on The Attack. You were in Barcelona, as we talked about, internationally. You've been all over the world and participated all over the world. As the world heads to Rio, talk about what these athletes need to be aware of. They've heard about Zika. They've heard about the security. They've heard about everything that's going on down there. How do you keep your focus, and how do you prepare for what's going to happen in Rio?
Well, you can prepare for what you expect. You can't prepare for any of the things that pop up out of the blue because you don't know. But it really is about being mobile, being fluid with the moment. You have to have faith that regardless of what the Rio security is that the U.S. Olympic Committee is going to make sure that their athletes are safe and sound. You got to have faith in that. That's part of it. Rio, it's a fabulous city. You know, but remember that you are participating and representing your country, you know, regardless of if it's when your sport is taking place, but even after, you know, you are a representative of the United States, and there are youngsters back here. There are kids back here that are looking up to you that are, well, I was going to say read the papers, but maybe reading an article on their iPad about what's going on. So just make sure you handle yourself in a proper manner. That's one thing that you have to understand. As an athlete, you are a representative of your country, and you're an inspiration to the kids that are here. And I think that's what those athletes have to understand. They're inspiring the young ones, all these the little ones that we're talking here that we're trying to get involved and trying to get outside in the Let's Play initiative. They are looking at these athletes, you know, and saying, you know what, if they can do this, you know, maybe I can. Maybe they'll go outside and participate and do, you know, try that sport. Maybe they'll try that, go to that pool and try to swim there. You know, those are important things that those athletes have to remember.
One more from me before we let you run, Kobe. We'll try and keep you on schedule here. Right as you were hopping on, you probably heard the back end of our discussion on Chris Sale, the White Sox starting pitcher who objected to the team uniforms that he was asked to wear on throwback night and didn't handle it very well. You know where I want to get your thoughts on? You know, you're a longtime professional athlete, and, you know, we've bounced this story back and forth. As a professional athlete, what's the obligation of the coach slash manager to make sure to put his players in the best position to win, even at the expense of perhaps marketing and dollars, and not have his players, say, have to wear a uniform that makes them uncomfortable in some way because of its fit, or have to go to a glad-handing event when they would be practicing in some way? Talk about the role that the manager should take and how the player should react to having anything get in the way of winning.
Well, first off, to be honest, I'm here to talk about the Let's Play initiative.
Yeah, no, I know.
But you know what? I'll delve into this a little bit, okay? Look, the manager's job is to get his players to win the game, right? Okay, that's first and foremost. And if they're uncomfortable, he's going to try to do everything that he can. But let's not live in a false reality. There are certain realities. Sports in this day and age is more than just what happens on the field. We'd like to think so, but we can't pull ourselves away from that. If that was the case, then, you know, everyone could just watch from TV. No one would go to the game. People like to be have that personal involvement with the players. People like to see, you know, the certain players, like to see different uniforms, like to see all these things. There's so much involved in the game beyond just what's on the field. Yes, what's on the field is the most important part. That is. But you have to take into account everything else that is involved within the game. You know, so it's a delicate balance between the manager, the players, and the ownership, and I'm sure the marketing group. You know, I'll say that. You know, and they have to all work together. That's what it comes down to. There should be some type of interaction and communication.
Well, Kobe, you're working with Dr. Pepper and Snapple for Let's Play. Where can our listeners find more information?
Well, they can go check out letsplay.com where they can get all the information that they need. They can look up, you know, everything that the Let's Play initiative is all about and really get more in-depth information than I could give you right now, and it is definitely worth checking out.
Well, Kobe, we appreciate the couple minutes, all the 411 that you gave us, and your opinion as well. We thank you for chiming in. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Kobe Jones here in the Attack. We'll step aside. On the other side, we will wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.